Time now for another edition of Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie Diane Watson. Good morning,
Diane.
Good
morning, Jeff. Oh, I love this warm weather. And I love to sit outside with a glass of vino.
Oh, yes.
Do you have a favorite varietal wine?
Beaujolais.
Très bien.
A little lighter, of course.
Of course, it's Beaujolais.
But really, any wine is good.
Well, I agree. And this time of year demands some al fresco time with friends and wine. The wine patio can be traced all the way back to ancient Greece and Rome.
Hmm.
They were the villas had peristyles, which were garden-type patios surrounded by colonnades, and wine was sipped during banquets and leisure time.
Hmm.
And then, of course, in the 18th and 19th century, France and Italy got in on the game with the sidewalk cafe. And in the U.S., they really came into play post-Prohibition.
Huh.
Now, one thing I had no idea, and I'm going to see if you know, how long Prohibition lasted.
Oh. I would have known maybe grade school.
I'm going to embarrassingly tell you, I figured it was like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
No,
right.
It was 13 years
13
long.
13 years.
1920 to 1933.
Wow.
I was shocked. So no wine patios then.
No.
But after then.
Yeah.
And the style of American wine patio is really kind of the European charm with American casual.
Mm-hmm.
We love the string lights, the live music, the fire pits. And what's the big trendy food now that's served with wine?
A little charcuterie.
Charcuterie, yeah. Exactly. So I had a lot of fun asking our listeners for their favorite wine patio spot
perfect.
In Omaha. And I've got five for you.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners Tom and Heather both mentioned Udalali. Now, we all loved Mark's in Dundee, and Udalali now occupies that space.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been to Mark's in the past or Udalali, you know that has a gorgeous patio out back with lots of trees, mm-hmm. lots of shade, cobblestones. It's
super
just
cozy.
Yes. And listener Steve reported that he proposed to his wife there.
Aww.
Which is what a great spot for that.
Hmm.
Listener Rich mentioned Nicola's. That's in the Old Market. It's kind of tucked away. I took my sisters there for lunch for the first time. They'd never been there. They didn't even know it existed.
It's sort of hiding in plain sight.
Well said. Exactly. Right across the street from Cubby's gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful big trees that kind of obscure the building. This time of year, there are lots and lots and lots of birds in those trees.
Mm.
So it's
love it.
It's very melodic and
yeah.
gorgeous. Allie told a story of her child knocking over the most expensive glass of wine she'd ever ordered. She said she was kind of cheap and ordered a nice glass of wine, and her kid just knocked it over. Corkscrew. Listeners Mike and Carmen both mentioned Corkscrew. Of course, there are two locations, one in Blackstone and
yep.
one in Rockbrook.
Mm-hmm.
The back patio mm-hmm. at the one in Blackstone has a beautiful open window wall.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Wall.
It's great.
I think I went to a
French conversation cafe, conference
yes,
on the exact.
Yes. Yep. And there's a fire pit
yeah.
and more charcuterie.
Mm-hmm. Got to have the charcuterie.
Well, you have to. listener Mallory mentioned Sunny's, which I thought was interesting. That's the beautiful
yeah,
outdoor space in Exarban. It's very quintessential. And listener Ann, who just turned 21, said she had her very first glass of wine ever there last summer.
It's a great space.
And you can just people
yeah.
watch
there's
to your
a
heart's bocce content.
Ball over on the side. And,
yes.
Yeah.
We had many listeners, Michelle, Mike, Diane, Helen, all mentioned La Buvette, kind of the quintessential
yeah.
wine patio in the Old Market. It's been there since 1991, 34
incredible.
Years old.
Yeah. Incredible.
They put some weather barriers up a couple years ago, so it extends the season. You
yeah.
You can go well into October, November.
They just took them down
yeah,
a couple
yes,
days ago, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's now you know it's
but
summer.
I love that you can extend that season. Like,
right.
I mean, I'd be out there
oh,
in a blizzard
all the time.
Anyway.
Exactly. My friend Margaret's parents go there every farmer's market. They've been doing that for 25 years.
Nice.
They get there early. They get a spot and watch people.
Perfect.
And then there were a couple of listeners, Emily and James, who talked about being so enthralled by the space and the street musicians, they just got up and danced right there, right there on 11th Street.
I love it. I love it.
Now, don't forget, there's lots of outdoor events with wine. If you go to concerts, it's
sure.
legal in
where
the park.
It's legal, of course.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't forget local wineries. We're going to be doing an upcoming Dish episode on the local wineries. And best of all, where the wine is really inexpensive, don't forget your own home patio.
Oh, perfect. Diane Watson, Dish Omaha. Thanks so much, Diane.
See you next week.